playing in the NCAA regional, boy, maybe 5-6 years ago, and Alabama Huntsville was there and played Miami to a real tough game before losing out in the regional semifinals. So, yes, they can. They have things to sell there, and there's enough players out there that you can find some good players, and they have some good players. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's any doubt that they can put a competitive program together down in Alabama Huntsville, especially with Mike Corbett and the coaching staff they have.
Does Alex Patan at Alex Patan at all remind you, Coach, of former Husky Sean Harrison? Do you remember Sean Harrison?
Yeah, a little bit. Do I remember Sean Harrison?
That little white patch at the...
Well, that's how old I am, Dirk. I recruited him
I
and coached him. So I remember Sean. Yeah, I think he was the last player we had to lead the WCHA in scoring. I don't know. That would be a good trivia question. Yeah. How many players have led Tech players... let's say in the last 50 years, have led the WCHA in scoring. I don't know the answer to that, so we're not going to ask that today. But similar in as far as his skill level and his finish around the net. Sean was a little bit faster, a little bit quicker. Alex might have actually his high-end skill a little smoother than Sean was, but very good offensive players, both of them. But so there are some similarities there, no doubt about it.
Sean Harrison was a fun player to watch. He was a fan favorite when he was here, really just a fun player to watch.
Well, he's a good player, and that's why he led the league in scoring, you know. Yeah. And Alex has a chance, obviously, to lead our league in scoring, too. So someday I believe he will. You know, he's got 2 years left, Alex does. And this year, you know, he might not get there, but he will down the road.
All right. Let's go to the next question. Do you think the Pietola-Sturos-Johnstone line is the best line that you've had since becoming head coach at Tech?
That's a good question. You know, as you mentioned, we change lines so much now, you know, because of injuries and trying to get players going and whatnot. So, well, they've got everything, you know, and the one thing is Reed's a freshman, you know, I mean, and he's going to continue to grow. So let's ask me that question next year about this time. And if they're still together, they could be one heck of a line. And they are very good. So off the top of my head, they're one of the best, no question.
Is that different from, say, 10, 20 years ago or even longer ago? Do lines not stay together as much as they used to?
I think they don't as much as they used to. You're trying to, you know, get different people going. A lot of times you'll move a player like Reed Sturos off that line and put him on another line just to help players around him. And I wouldn't move necessarily a freshman, but it might be, you know, an upperclassman who can make that transition. And you're making that transition or making that move to help get someone who might be struggling going. Mm-hmm. More than, you know, you got to take a little bit and put it somewhere else. So, but yeah, I think still in college hockey, you'll see the odd line that's been together for the whole year and pretty good. But you're always experimenting and you always know you can go back to something. And what I do and we do as coaches is we have our practices from since I've got here. So I've got every practice basically since I've got here in a book. And you can go back on December 11th of my first year and look to see who your lines were and you know, whether you liked them or not. Because I always like go back and write little comments on there. Really like this line or this or that. So it's always good to keep that just to refresh your memory.
So it's almost like a journal for your coaching.
It's almost like a journal. It'd be pretty boring for someone to look at it.
Is it locked up and everything coaching?
Oh, no. No, but it's good. But sometimes you forget about the drills you've done or whatnot, and you're looking for a new drill or a drill you haven't done for a while, especially this time of year, just to keep the players mentally fresh. And because if you're doing the same thing all the time, you know, it just after a while you get bored of it. You know, if you just eat vanilla ice cream every day, well, guess what? Someone comes by and puts a little chocolate on that vanilla, and wow, you know, you're pretty excited. So we're always trying to, you know, keep things fresh. And but like I said, you know, with lines, it's like anything. It's like the weather. You're probably changing them quite a bit.
All right, that's it for our questions. Thank you for your questions if you sent them in, and we'll do it again tomorrow or do it again next week with Coach Mel Pearson. I have a question really quick, Coach, on the goaltending. Phoenix Copley playing both games. Is he kind of right now in the limelight as far as 1 and 2, or are we even concerned about that?
No, well, we have two goalies who can play, and actually three. You know, Matt Winches can play too, but I just wanted to get Phoenix, you know, some playing time because Jamie had played quite a bit there. there, and Phoenix hadn't had much, and Phoenix hasn't had a back-to-back game since Winter Carnival. You know, he hasn't played back-to-back games. So
GLI, you mean?
Oh, sorry, yeah. GLI, yes, mm-hmm. yeah. And so I wanted to make sure he got a chance to, you know, go back-to-back and just get in that mindset again. But, you know, we reevaluated every week. You know, we talked to Dietrich and talked to our coaching staff, evaluate the game, see where we're at, watch practice, see how hard they're working, and then make a, you know, call from there. So basically at this time of year, it's game to game.
All right. Well, we're in the hunt for home playoff, Coach. Still not there yet, obviously, until the season's over with. But there's a good chance of it. And I know there's a great promotion going on over at Michigan Tech for the students. I don't know how much you've heard about this, but there's a chance where the students can get their playoff home playoff ticket paid for.
Yeah. And it's basically the students have to just make sure they come to each one of our last remaining home games, two this weekend and one the following Friday night against Northern Michigan, to be eligible to receive that their playoff ticket. So I think it's a great promotion. I know our students have the pass right now, so they don't have to pay for the ticket. So this is a way to help them out and encourage them to come to the playoff games if we do get home ice.
Sure. And again, because the WCHA runs the playoffs, they're not able to use the Tech experience.
That's correct.
As part of that. Yeah. So they have to charge for it, but Michigan Tech will pay for your ticket. Go to the Michigan Tech website, MichiganTechHuskies.com, and all the details on that, and you can help your organization win some great food, too. Joey Seafood and Grill is pitching in, and a chance for your organization to win $200 worth of free food.
Yeah, this weekend they're having a promotion, so we're trying to get a little competition between the frats and all the different organizations on campus, and whoever brings the biggest group amongst the students will get a dinner, get a night out. So that's terrific. So thanks to Joey's for putting on that promotion.
All right. You want to give away some tickets?
Well, we got some tickets. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's. I got a question. Who was the Winter Carnival MVP this weekend? How's that, Dirk? That's a pretty simple one, and then you can think of one. So this is two tickets for next Friday night or this coming Friday night against Alaska. Who was this year's Winter Carnival MVP?
All right, let's go to the phone lines live. Good morning. And what's your guess?
Blake Piedla.
Blake Piedla is right. Who's this?
Kurt Larson.
What's who?
Kurt Larson.
Kurt, how are you?
Good, you?
Pretty good.
Hey, Kurt, congratulations. That was a tough question, I bet, eh?
Oh, yeah, tough one.
Yeah, well, congratulations and enjoy the games. Do you have any questions for me, Kurt?
No, I'll just look forward to the game.
Oh, good. Okay, well, thank you.
Well, let me ask you this, Kurt. Since you won first, I'm going to give you the option. Do you want Saturday night's tickets or Friday night's tickets?
Well, Friday night will be good.
Very good. Well, Coach will we'll have them right here at the radio station. Make sure you pick them up before 5 o'clock on Friday, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Kurt.
Friday game for Kurt Larson. You got another question, Coach?
Well, I don't know, Dirk. I don't want to ask too tough a question.
All right,
so you got one? You got one? Go for it.
All right. I want the first caller to name the three freshman defensemen that have been in the lineup for almost every game this season.
Wow, that's a tough question.
Think so?
Yeah.
All right, 483-4054, toll-free 866-483-4054. Name the three freshman defensemen that, with the exception of maybe two man games?
Actually, one.
Yeah, Leibinger had one game out.
Oh, there you gave one
of
them
out. Well, that's all right. That's right. I might have given away the difficult one. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello.
Hey, Shane Hanna, Leibinger, and Watson.
You got it.
Yeah.
Great job. Who's this?
John Paul Piedla.
John Paul, JP, how are you?
Good. Yourself, Dirk?
Good.
Congratulations, John Paul.
You still Thanks. Kicking him away in net at all? You playing any goaltender?
Just the target in there.
Well, guys like having a target, so good luck with that. Any questions this morning?
One question I had, Mel.
Sure.
What? How many minutes, like when Wichits came in there on Saturday night, how many minutes can you play before you redshirt it?
Well, it's different for a goaltender like that, you know, being a third goalie. So so basically it's one third, I believe, of your games played. So we've got lots of room for any player that can be redshirted like him. So but we've been careful about that. But good question.
Thanks.
Yeah, and congratulations.
Thanks, JP. All right, Coach, that's it. That's all the time we have. Games Friday night and Saturday night. Do not miss it. Fairbanks is in town to take on the Huskies. Both teams battling in playoff situations and getting ready for the postseason.
Yeah, and they're a very good team. Very good team. They've got four of the top, 10 scorers in our league, two very good defensemen, and it's going to be really good hockey, fun hockey to watch, Dirk. And thanks for the crowds. Thanks for all our fans. that came out this weekend and supported our team, and we look forward to that continued support.